Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're really digging into artificial intelligence and specifically how AI could become your personal assistant for, well, just about anything. You know, we've been looking at some really fascinating research on this. And I mean, it gets into everything from how AI can answer any question you throw at it to how it can help solve your tech problems, even give you some pretty helpful advice.
Yeah, it's almost like having an expert on call 247, isn't it?
Right. It really is. It's like, it's not just finding information anymore. It's like really understanding it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Instantly, too. Like right there at your fingertips.
Okay. So let's maybe start with this then. Like, what makes AI so different than just, you know, going to Google or asking a question on some forum online?
Well, think of it this way. You know, those traditional search engines, they're kind of like giant libraries. They have tons and tons of information, but it's on you to sift through it, you know, to find what you need. But AI, well, AI is more like a librarian, right? It gets what you're looking for, pulls out the most relevant information, explains it to you in a way that makes sense, and even shows you how it all connects to the bigger picture. It's a whole different ballgame.
So it's like, instead of getting just, you know, a page of links, AI breaks it down and makes it easy to grasp. So does that mean we're all going to be ditching Google anytime soon?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? AI is definitely evolving at an incredible pace. But, you know, Google and other search engines, they still have their advantages.
Right.
Like, they're great for just browsing, discovering new things, you know? Yeah. AI is probably better suited for those specific questions, maybe tasks where you just need a clear answer.
Right. Makes sense.
Actually, the research brings up this interesting example, Naver Knowledge Inn. It's really popular in Korea, kind of like their version of Yahoo Answers. It just shows how much people rely on these online communities to get answers, right? And AI is really taking that to the next level. It combines that community knowledge with, you know, super advanced processing power to give you more reliable and personalized answers.
Yeah, because sometimes you never know what you're going to get on those forums.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you were talking about AI explaining things clearly. How does it actually do that?
Well, you know, think back to like those complicated math formulas from school, right? The ones we all struggled with.
Oh, yeah. I blocked those out.
AI can break those down step by step, shows you how each part works, kind of like a visual tutor.
Really?
Yeah. Or say you're trying to understand a historical event. You know, AI can give you all the background information you need, the context. It's like having a history professor on speed dial. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's not just telling you the what, it's telling you the why.
Okay. That's amazing. Especially for, you know, visual learners like me. Having that visual explanation, that'd be huge.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it goes way beyond just general knowledge, right? Like,
yeah.
The research talks about some really practical applications for AI, like it could be your personal tech support.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's not just about, you know, understanding how your devices work. It's about troubleshooting them when they inevitably break down. Remember that awful feeling you get when you get like a cryptic error message on your computer, or you just can't figure out the settings on your new washing machine?
Oh, yeah. I spent an hour once trying to figure out the washing machine settings in a foreign country. Talk about a guessing game.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, that's a really common frustration, and it's a perfect example of where AI shines. The research even specifically mentions using it to decode foreign washing machine settings, but it goes way beyond that. Like, imagine using AI to troubleshoot your Wi-Fi router or figure out why your printer's not working or even decipher those crazy error codes on your car.
So it's like having a tech expert in your pocket, like walking you through every single step. Oh, man, that would be such a relief, especially for people like me who aren't, you know, exactly tech savvy. But how does AI actually do this? It's not like it can physically, you know, tinker with your devices, right?
That is the fascinating part. Yeah, AI is able to tap into this huge, massive database of information about devices and error codes, troubleshooting techniques. It can analyze your problem, match it to a potential solution, and then guide you through the steps to fix it. It often uses visuals or even like augmented reality to make things super clear.
Okay, so it's like a combination of a super smart search engine and like a virtual instruction manual.
Yeah.
But one that's always updated, right?
Exactly, yeah. And this ability to decode information, it's not limited to just technology either. The research goes into how AI can be super helpful in understanding health and nature, too. It's like having a walking encyclopedia for all things health-related. It can identify pills, translate medicine labels, even give you advice on, like, gardening or tell you what kind of weird mushroom you found.
Wait, hold on. It can help with gardening. I need that. I mean, yeah. I have the worst black thumb. Even the simplest instructions, I don't know,
Right.
I just can't seem to get it right.
I hear you. But yeah, the research suggests that AI can be super helpful for all that stuff, you know, understanding plant care, figuring out what pests or diseases you're dealing with, even creating a personalized gardening plan based on your location and climate. It's like having a virtual gardening guru right there with you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But does that mean we should be relying on AI for all our health information? What about seeing a doctor or getting, advice from a professional?
That's a really important point, for sure. AI can be incredibly informative, but it's not a replacement for professional medical advice,
Like
right?
a
The
grammar.
research makes that very clear. It's a tool to empower us with information, not to take the place of a doctor's expertise.
Okay, so it's like having a really knowledgeable friend who can like help you understand things better, but it's not necessarily someone who can actually diagnose you or treat your illnesses.
Right. Exactly. It's about using AI responsibly and understanding its limitations. It's a fantastic resource for learning about your health, but it's not a substitute for professional care.
Right. Okay, so we've covered AI as like this ultimate question answer and a tech support whiz and even a health and nature guide. But it sounds like it goes even further than that. The research even suggests it can act as, wait for it, a life coach.
Yeah. It might sound a little strange at first, but I mean, when you really think about it, life coaching is all about, you know, giving someone personalized guidance and support. And well, that's something that AI is getting really good at, actually.
So instead of like, browsing through self-help books or endlessly scrolling through those advice articles online, we could have AI that's tailored to our own specific needs and goals.
Yeah, I can definitely see the appeal, especially for people who, I don't know, maybe feel overwhelmed by all the generic advice that's out there. Exactly. And the research even gets into some specifics here. It highlights AI's potential to help with things like, well, finding the right words to comfort a friend, or writing a really thoughtful journal entry, or even like managing your time better, you know, being more efficient. It could even help you pick out an outfit for a big event.
Yeah.
It's about having this digital companion that understands your preferences and can give you personalized suggestions.
Okay, but how does it even do that? It's not like it can read our minds and just automatically know what we need.
Well, AI isn't telepathic yet, at
Yeah.
least, but you know, it can analyze huge amounts of data about human behavior, communication patterns, decision-making processes. It can learn from your interactions, see what you tend to prefer, and then offer advice based on all that knowledge.
So it's kind of like having a super organized friend who's like always paying attention and knows exactly what to say to either make you feel better or just, help you figure things out.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And it's not just about like practical advice either. The research also talks about AI helping us develop our emotional intelligence, even our communication skills. Imagine having an AI that can analyze your interactions and then give you feedback on your communication style, helping you become more empathetic, you know, more effective when dealing with other people.
That's really interesting. I mean, I know I've definitely had moments where I've wished I could like rewind a conversation and say things differently. So having AI, give you that feedback in real time, that'd be super valuable.
It would, yeah. And it all comes back to AI's ability to process all this information that we might miss as humans, like, you know, those subtle cues in body language, tone of voice. It's not about replacing human intuition, it's about augmenting it. It's about helping us become more aware of how we communicate with each other.
Okay, so we've talked about AI as this, question answerer and a tech support guru and even a health advisor and a life coach. Is there anything it can't do? I mean, the research even talks about AI and its role in fitness. It's like having a personal trainer and a cheerleader all rolled into one, right?
It really is, and it's definitely an exciting area where AI can truly personalize the entire fitness journey. Like, imagine telling AI, "Hey, I want to get in shape, but I don't even know where to start."
Yeah.
And it creates this workout plan, you know, specifically for you, your fitness level, your goals, even down to the equipment you have available.
That's way better than trying to figure it all out yourself or just scrolling through, endless workout videos online. And let's be honest, most of those seem to be designed for people who practically live at the gym already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just creating a plan. The research goes into how AI can analyze your movements, you know, through this thing called computer vision technology. And it can actually give you real-time feedback on your form, making sure that you're doing everything correctly and helping you avoid injuries.
Wait, computer vision, what is that?
It's basically the ability of computers to, see and interpret images, just like we do. And in fitness, AI can use cameras to actually track your movements, analyze how you're doing the exercises, and then give you suggestions for how to improve. So it really is like having a virtual trainer right there with you, making sure you're doing everything right.
Oh, that's so cool. I've totally injured myself before by trying to do like workout videos and not really knowing if I was doing it right. So having that feedback in real time, oh man, that's a game changer. But what about, that motivation that you need? I mean, can AI really replace the encouragement that you get from a trainer or even just the camaraderie of a group fitness class?
It's true. AI can't exactly replicate that human connection, but it can be surprisingly motivating in its own way. Like the research talks about AI giving you encouraging feedback as you work out, keeping track of your progress, even celebrating your achievements.
Oh, that's kind of cute. And for someone like me who, struggles to stay motivated, having that constant encouragement, that would be so helpful.
It can be, yeah.
But even with all these amazing features, it still feels like AI can't completely replace a human trainer.
Oh, for sure. And the research acknowledges that, there are definitely limitations. For example, while AI can analyze your, basic form, it might not be able to catch those really subtle nuances or provide the same level of personalized attention as a, a real life trainer.
Right. It's about finding that balance between using AI to enhance your fitness journey and still recognizing that, human expertise and interaction is important.
Exactly. And speaking of human interaction, the research also gets into an area that's super important, especially as our population ages, and that's the potential of AI to empower seniors.
Oh, this is a topic that's really close to my heart, actually. My grandparents are getting older, and I'm always looking for ways to help them, maintain their independence, stay engaged with the world.
It's a growing field with, really incredible potential. The research gets into how AI can help seniors manage their health, stay active, learn new technologies. It could even provide companionship,
So it's about using AI to address those challenges that come with getting older, like declining health, social isolation, maybe even just that difficulty adapting to new technologies.
Like when it comes to health management, imagine AI reminding seniors to take their medication, keeping track of their vital signs, even noticing patterns that might be an early sign of some, health issue, and then alerting them or their caregivers.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I mean, in some cases, that could be life-saving,
It
right?
could.
But what about, the social side of things? How can AI help seniors who might be feeling lonely or isolated?
That's where AI's conversational abilities really come in handy. Like the research talks about AI-powered chatbots. They can engage in conversations, they can play games, they can just provide a friendly voice for someone to interact with.
Right.
Now, of course, it's not a replacement for human connection, but it can be a really valuable supplement, especially for seniors who live alone or, just don't have a lot of social
I
contact.
can see how that would be such a comfort, both for the seniors and for their families. But what about, learning new technology? I know a lot of seniors really struggle with things like smartphones, computers, all of that, which can make it even harder to stay connected, right?
It's true. It can be a real challenge. And again, it's a place where AI can really shine. The research specifically talks about AI helping seniors learn to use their smartphones, navigate online services, even, video chat with their loved ones. It's about making technology more accessible, empowering them to stay connected to what's happening in the world.
So it's not just about teaching them how to use like a specific device, but about, I guess, fostering that digital literacy, helping them feel comfortable navigating all of it, this digital world.
Exactly. It's about empowering them to connect, to learn, to stay engaged in a world that relies more and more on technology every day.
This is incredible. But I do wonder, are there potential downsides? Could relying too much on AI actually make seniors even more isolated from human contact?
It's a good question and something to be aware of as we, develop and start to integrate these technologies. The goal should always be to use AI as a tool to enhance human connection, not to replace it.
So it's about striking that balance, using AI to empower seniors, improve their lives, but also making sure that they don't become overly reliant on technology, at the expense of real human interaction.
Precisely. It's a delicate balance, and it takes careful consideration of both, the benefits and the risks of AI in this context.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up this incredible deep dive into, the world of AI as your personal assistant, I want to touch on one more really fascinating application that the research highlights. Ready for this? It suggests that AI could even help us navigate those really tricky social situations, you know? Like awkward office dynamics or even dealing with passive-aggressive emails. Wow. AI decoding office politics. That sounds incredibly helpful, but also kind of scary.
It is fascinating, right? Because it really taps into AI's ability to, you know, analyze those social cues, those communication patterns that we might miss as humans.
So, like, imagine you're starting a new job and you just feel totally lost. You know, you don't understand the office dynamics. Could AI actually help you, you know, figure out those unspoken roles? Like, who are the real decision makers? All that stuff.
Well, the research suggests that it actually could. Like, imagine AI analyzing a conversation thread, right? And giving you these insights like, hey, this person, they seem to hold the most influence in the group. Or, you know, it might be better to approach this topic in a private message rather than in this big group setting. It's like having, you know, a social strategist whispering in your ear, helping you navigate it all.
That's amazing. It's like AI is giving us, you know, a secret decoder ring for human interaction. But could it also be used in, like, more personal settings too, like those tricky conversations with family or friends?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, imagine having AI analyze an email from a friend and it's like, hey, you know, this person might be feeling really stressed right now. It's best to respond with, you know, empathy and understanding. Or maybe it helps you write a message that's, you know, clear and concise, avoids any misunderstandings.
It sounds like AI could really change the way we communicate in every aspect of our lives, not just at work, but wouldn't that make us, you know, overly reliant on technology for all our social interactions?
It's a good point. It's something to think about. While AI can offer some really valuable insights, you know, at the end of the day, human connection, it's built on more than just words and data.
Right.
It's about empathy. It's about those shared experiences, that intangible spark that you get from, you know, really connecting with another person.
So it's about using AI as a tool, right?
Yeah.
To enhance our communication skills, not to actually replace those human elements of our relationships.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on a little bit earlier. You know, the potential for AI to really revolutionize education. We've talked about AI answering our questions, explaining things, but the research goes even deeper, suggesting that AI could actually personalize the entire learning experience.
Oh, interesting. So instead of that, you know, one size fits all approach.
Yeah.
We could have AI that's, you know, tailored to each student's individual needs and their learning style.
Exactly. Like, imagine AI figuring out your strengths, your weaknesses, how you prefer to learn, and then curating content, you know, creating activities that are perfect for you. It's like having a custom designed learning journey guided by an AI tutor that understands exactly how you learn best.
That's amazing. It sounds like AI could make education more engaging, more effective, and more accessible for everyone, no matter their background or, you know, their ability.
That's the hope. It's really about unlocking each student's potential and, you know, fostering that lifelong love of learning.
Well, I think it's safe to say we've covered a lot in this deep dive, from answering questions and fixing our tech to, you know, helping us navigate social situations, stay fit, learn new things. The possibilities with AI really are endless, aren't they?
They are, and it's mind-blowing to think about how this technology could change our lives. But, you know, it's important to keep in mind that AI, it's a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for, well, not so good. It's really up to us to shape its development and make sure it's used in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Well said. It's not just about what AI can do. It's about how we choose to use it.
Exactly. And as we, you know, as we go further down this road of AI, you know, the most important questions to ask aren't just about the technology itself. It's about our values, our ethics, the human considerations that will really guide its development.
That's a great point. So as we wrap up today, we want to leave you, the listener, with one final thought. If you could ask an all-knowing AI one question, what would it be? Would it be something practical, something to, you know, help you solve a problem? Or would it be personal, something to give you insight? Or maybe just something completely out of curiosity? The possibilities really are endless. And who knows, the answer might just surprise you. Until next time, keep diving.